ruin the Kaaba. Story says that he came in with so many elephants, man's big power, and he was defeated by some little birds that all Muslims will try to explain it to you, which one it is, which no one is. Is that Ababil? That's it. The little birdie. They will drop the little stones, and these little gravels will hit the elephants and will make them to be like the, I don't know, beaten grass. This is the story. It means what? You remember here, at least, when I'm talking about it, all these stories are, for me, fantastic stories. And they mean something. This means what? This means that, do you remember I talked about jealousy? Where did I talk about it?
In the third story.
In the book one, that was the third story. First story was the problem of you being in love with your intelligence. Second one, the superficial information you receive. And the third one was jealousy. And I said, this is the greatest burden. And you remember why? I give you a little funny reason for that. Why jealousy is the greatest burden? Because it stops you attentioning to beauty. Because when you're jealous, you don't see the beauty. That's big enough for us. Because we're talking about beautification. That's all. Anyhow. Said, okay, look at that guy as well. He became jealous. So he built up fake stuff. That fake stuff was burned. Okay, he blamed the God of this one. Then what? You bring out the force? Okay. We know which part the force belongs. Where is the physical force in me? Belongs to my animal. This is physical force. The other one are little birds. Remember the birds? For us, the birds are thoughts. Little thoughts, little gravels will ruin all the physical power, because that's the real power. Thought. The bird who could fly. Period. Okay, you could think that, okay, the bird cannot really harm the elephant. I'll ask you what the elephant could do to the bird. That's what we mean. The elephant will be ruined. The physical form is just a form. The essence is more powerful. And you remember Rumi said, oh brother, to me, you're only the thoughts. The rest is, I don't know, bone and meat and that kind of stuff. Thought. That is the winner. Yes?
The reprobates of the religion have indeed no equipment but cunning and deceit and contentiousness. Every companion saw plainly some vision of that mosque, so that the secret of it became to them certain knowledge. If I should relate the visions one by one, then the purity would become certain to them that doubt. But I'm afraid of revealing their mystery. They are the disdainful loved ones, and disdain beseems them. They have received the law without mechanical imitation. They have taken that coin without the touchstone. The wisdom of the Quran is like the true believer's stray camel. Everyone has certain knowledge of his own stray.
How about that? You will hear a lovely story about that, but first, that Mechanical imitation, I don't understand what is that one. Because the word is taqlid. And taqlid, you know, it's not mechanical imitation. It's imitation in a religion mainly emphasized in Shi'ism. It's taqlid. Taqlid is imitation, period. No mechanical stuff over there. Because he's talking about the real belief that you believe it yourself or you imitate someone else. Because a lot of people, they imitate in the belief and that kind of stuff someone else. We'll come back to that. But here, he said, okay, let me tell you. I told you about this guy had his doubts, right? But there was not only this guy. Almost everyone was like that. And everybody had saw something like that to become a real believer. That's the magic of our story, because we don't want to say they could win. Because in general, they will not. We know that in general, Satan doesn't win. But we know a lot of people will lose to Satan. Yes, because there are a lot of battles. We win the war, that's for sure. But we could lose some battles. We lose some people to ignorance, because ignorance is there. Because non-existence will be there as long as existence is there. It's the other side of the coin. Ignorance is there, yes. If it was not, so everybody would be the hero. So what? This is the challenge here we are talking about. And there are so many stories that if I could tell you all those stories, all your doubts will disappear. But I will not do that. Why should I make your doubt disappear? Because your doubt is only yours. Did you know that? Because it is said that the wisdom of Quran is the lost camel of the believer. This is the interpretation of that. It is said like that. And one meaning of that sentence is that every single fellow will believe in his or her own camel. What is that camel? Is the wisdom. But we could say it only if you could imagine it as a camel. Imagine that the wisdom you lost is a camel. Then listen to this story. We will tell you the story of a fellow who has lost his camel. There is this silly fellow who has lost his camel. And it's a little bit strange, because the guy has never seen the camel that he lost. And he's looking around and coming to this and that and say, have you seen my camel? And they ridicule him and they say, yes, yes, I saw the black one going upstairs. He said, the damn one. But this fellow doesn't give up. He knows that he has lost the camel. And he will find it. And when he finds it, he knows that this was my camel. This is the camel I was missing. This is my camel. Okay? And if this is a little bit bizarre for you, then hear this. There are some group of people, they don't know they have lost the camel. They see these camel seekers. And they look at them and say, oh, this is not bad. They follow them. They imitate them. They say, yes, me too. I want to find my camel. The other one is seriously seeking the camel. This fellow will say, yeah, me too, me too. Even this second one could find his camel, and when he finds the camel, he says, Ah! Honestly, it was missing. I was imitating that fellow, but this is my missing camel. Means there is a missing camel, that there is no way you could understand before finding it. And when you find it, your limousine is ready to take you to Kaaba, because that's where the camel is. The camel is the thing that you drive towards Kaaba, not the elephant that you forcefully attack Kaaba with. It is the camel. Let's hear the story of the camel.
Story of the person who was seeking after his stray camel and inquiring about it. You have lost a camel and sought it busily. How should you not know when you find it that it is yours? What is the stray? A lost she-camel, fled from your hand into a vale. The caravaneers have begun to load. Your camel has disappeared from the midst. You are running to and fro with parched lips. The caravan is far away, and night is near. Your baggage is left on the ground, on the road of peril. You are running about in search of the camel, crying, O Muslims, who has seen a camel which this morning escaped a stable? Whoever will tell a clue to my camel, I will give so many dirhams as a reward. You are requesting clues from everyone. Every rascal is making a mock of you on this account, saying, we saw a camel going in this direction, a reddish camel, towards yonder pasturage. One says, it was crop-eared, and another says, its saddle cloth was embroidered. One says, the camel had one eye, and another says, it was suffering from mange and had no hair. For the sake of reward, every rascal at random sets forth 100 clues.
You remember when we said if I tell you all of those stories, I could give you all the secrets. Here, he gave you some of that. And he said, you see, this is what it is. When you're looking for it outside, there are so many directions about the color, about the saddle, about this, about that, about that. And all that is just a joke. Because you are looking for something which is you again. You are thinking about finding the other part of yourself. The knowledge of that, yes, is the camel you could ride on. But you never did, remember? You still could be seated in the back seat of the limo, remember? And the driver is driving. And you are that little boy which could sell the sweet only, remember? Maybe your boy has never cried. And remember, we told you that until that boy cries, no hope. That boy should cry. That breath in you should wake up and realize that, oh my God, I'm inherited this. Now I'm a grown up, but still the driver, professional driver is driving this car. And I'm like the cargo here. Me, the breath, the soul, that one. Yes, everybody will give you the directions because that's cheap. Now, yes.
On being perplexed amidst discordant doctrines and finding escape and deliverance. Even as in the matter of knowledge, everyone describes the unseen object of description. The philosopher gives an explanation of another kind. A scholastic theologian invalidates his statement. And someone else jeers at both of them, while another hypocritically tires himself to death Each one gives these indications of